Welcome to my podcast, a First Alpina medium for all employees, as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. This episode was translated from the German interview with AI.
Welcome, listeners, to episode 25 of my podcast. Today, we will be focusing on a special area of the company, accounting. Let's be honest. For many of us, dealing with numbers can seem very dry and boring. However, in a large corporation like Voestalpine, the accounting department plays a crucial role in the company's financial management and transparency. Today, our guest is Harald Meyer. He will explain the department's activities and core areas and shed some light on the world of accounting. Good afternoon, Mr. Meyer.
Good afternoon, Ms. Reim. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You are the head of group accounting at Voestalpine AG. Could you please introduce yourself briefly?
For me, the path to the world of numbers was clear from an early age. I attended a commercial college in my hometown of Vöcklabruck. I then studied economics at Johannes Kepler University, deepening my knowledge of finance during a year abroad in London. I was then fortunate enough to take part in a trainee program at Voestalpine Steel. My path then led me via accounting, investment controlling and consolidation to Voestalpine, where I have been head of corporate accounting and reporting ever since.
So how long have you been here? Perhaps you could also tell us what led you to accounting?
I joined the company in 1998 and became interested in accounting very early on. I have always been good with numbers and interested in them, so pursuing a career in finance was a natural progression.
So your love of numbers is something you were born with?
You could say that.
Before we discuss specific accounting topics, Mr. Meyer, could you please explain the role of group accounting to help our listeners understand the content better?
Certainly. The Corporate Accounting and Reporting Department prepares the consolidated financial statements for Voestalpine. Reporting is both historical and forward-looking, with monthly and quarterly reports. The annual financial statements are the most important and are also forward-looking in the context of our five-year medium-term plan. To this end, we provide the divisions and group companies with a consolidation and reporting system in which individual financial statements are recorded and consolidated financial statements are then prepared. This generates information used for the internal analysis, control, and operational and strategic management of the group, as well as for external communication on the capital market.
Apart from traditional accounting and consolidated financial statements, what else is important in group accounting?
Another essential element of a functioning accounting system is the internal control system, ICS. This is important for avoiding reporting errors, preventing irregularities, and ensuring the reliability of financial reporting.
I'm also interested in your team. Could you perhaps describe your team and department to us?
There are 15 of us in the department, including me. However, many more people work in accounting and controlling across the group's individual companies. For example, the consultation and reporting system has around 700 users, but that's only a fraction of the people working in those areas.
I'm also wondering what it's like in your team. Are there particularly busy periods, or is everything very structured and regulated? Does everything run smoothly?
Yes, it's regulated and structured. But of course, there are phases when the entire team faces greater challenges, such as during the monthly and quarterly closings, and especially during the annual closing. We are also very busy during the planning phase, which extends over a longer period of time. Outside of peak periods, we focus on further developments, particularly of the system, as well as ongoing accounting inquiries, analyses, and preparatory work for reporting cycles. The group consists of well over 300 subsidiaries. Good organization and structure are therefore essential for efficient, smooth processes during report preparation. This keeps us very busy throughout the year.
A word you hear a lot in accounting is consolidate. How do you combine the financial statements of individual companies, and what does consolidation involve? What needs to be taken into account?
All legally independent group companies worldwide prepare individual financial statements for their respective companies. Consolidation means combining these individual financial statements into a set of consolidated financial statements. In other words, all companies within the group effectively become one entity, intra-group transactions are eliminated, so sales from subsidiary A to subsidiary B, for example, are not reported. Only subsidiary B's external sales are reported. Similarly, receivables from company A to subsidiary B are eliminated because intra-group debts are not reported. Only external debts are reported in the consolidated financial statements.
What information do consolidated financial statements provide, and what happens to that information?
The consolidated financial statements provide information about the group's overall economic position. These figures are then used for internal management purposes and provided to external stakeholders, such as investors and banks.
Now, I would like to summarize briefly. I hope I have understood it correctly. In summary, the aim of consolidation is to provide a realistic picture of the group's economic situation. This is important not only for management, but also for investors. After all, First Alpine is a listed company, so transparency is particularly important. Perhaps we could go into a little more detail here. What constitutes good reporting and what does it look like?
Good reporting is always geared towards the target audience. This means asking yourself what information the recipient wants. The report must also be well structured. The information must be visible at a glance. This creates a high level of transparency regarding a company's most important key figures. The key figures in a report are always revenue, EBIT, EBITDA, and the number of employees. We also determine these key data on a monthly basis within the group to ensure a timely overview of the group's economic situation.
As you just said, important key figures include revenue, EBIT, EBITDA, and the number of employees. Why are these benchmarks so relevant, and why are they mentioned time and again?
These key figures provide a quick overview of a company's economic performance. Revenue shows whether a company has grown or shrunk. EBIT or EBITDA indicates how much operating profit has been generated from this revenue. The number of employees shows whether the company has been managed efficiently or if personnel adjustments have been necessary due to the course of business. These figures can be interpreted over time or in relation to each other, providing a current overview of a company's or the Voestalpine Group's economic performance. These operating ratios can then be used to derive forward-looking operational and strategic measures.
You just mentioned strategy. What role does accounting play in strategic decisions within the company? Do strategic decisions also affect accounting activities?
Accounting is heavily involved in budgeting and forecasting. This involves looking at what the consolidated balance sheet, income statement, or cash flow statement is likely to show at the end of the financial year or up to 5 years in the future as part of medium-term planning. The key question is always, can we afford it? One example is the investment in the Green Tech Steel project, which is part of Austria's largest climate protection program. Voestalpine is investing around 1.5 billion euros in this project. You have to be able to afford that.
Perhaps we can move straight on to current projects. Are there any current projects or innovations in accounting that you are particularly proud of or that are rare for a group of this size?
A new reporting and consolidation system is currently being introduced. It is being implemented by the same people who handle the day-to-day business. This requires an incredible amount of expertise and poses a significant time challenge. In addition, we are constantly working on improvements with the aim of making the reporting and consolidation processes even more efficient. We are also, of course, exploiting the opportunities offered by digitalization. However, there is no single accounting measure that will transform everything. In accounting, innovation means continuous development within the scope of technological possibilities.
There are many regulations and regular changes in the financial sector. How do you deal with regulatory changes? If I may give a few examples, IFRS, local GAAP, and ESG. What does IFRS mean and why do you use it for accounting?
First, let's address the regulatory changes you mentioned. The ever-increasing requirements of the regulatory environment are one reason why we need to continuously improve. Otherwise, the high reporting requirements alone would necessitate an even larger team. As well as national regulations, we also have to comply with the international IFRS regulations that you mentioned. IFRS stands for International Financial Reporting Standards. These are uniform accounting rules that apply worldwide. This means that users of financial statements, such as investors, can be confident that consolidated financial statements prepared in accordance with IFRS have been prepared according to uniform standards. It also makes it possible to compare key figures from different companies.
Let's look ahead. How do you see the future of accounting in the next 5 or 10 years? What will a job in accounting look like in the future?
Due to the developments already mentioned, an affinity for IT is becoming increasingly important as a result of digitalization. We will be expected to perform more and more accounting tasks. Therefore, it is also important to take advantage of the opportunities offered by automation and digitalization. This is particularly important for us as a listed company because we are required to make the consolidated financial statements available close to the reporting date. This requires a well-coordinated team with efficient processes.
If you are thinking of young, new employees, what skills will be in demand in accounting in the coming years?
If young people have an affinity for numbers, enjoy working with IT products, and are interested in finance, then a career in accounting is recommended. In short, an affinity for numbers and IT are good prerequisites. During your training at school or university, you should try to gain a broad overview of the subject, as this will enable you to gain a foothold in different areas of the financial sector. Of course, you will specialize in your job. However, no matter where you see your future in the financial sector, a good understanding of balance sheets and profit and loss statements is essential. While not essential, it is definitely a valuable prerequisite. An understanding of accounting provides a very good foundation for all areas of the financial sector. The most important thing, as with everything, is to enjoy what you do. If you enjoy something, you're more likely to do it well. If you are also willing to learn and develop in this field, you will find the job you want, regardless of the area or sector.
How do you promote talent and further development in accounting?
My experience as a senior manager has taught me that it's probably easier to develop existing employees than to find someone with the exact experience the company urgently needs. This is because you learn a lot over the years in a company and about all its changes. It is therefore very important to me that my team develops and stays one step ahead.
Now you are the manager. How do you lead your team? What is particularly important to you in terms of collaboration?
I support my team so that they can work independently and take responsibility for achieving a common goal. My leadership style is based on trust rather than control, and it aims to encourage a sense of responsibility. Since my department is working towards the same goal of preparing the consolidated financial statements, effective communication and mutual support within the team are also important to me.
Thank you very much for your time and for sharing your insights into the accounting department at Voestalpine. Finally, I would like to ask you a few personal questions. What has been your biggest professional aha moment so far?
For me, the most significant aha moment has been recognizing the differences in accounting perspectives between academia, regulation, and practice. The trick is to break down complex regulations and issues in such a way that decision makers in all group companies can act on them. This involves presenting figures and key performance indicators in a simple way to make complex topics easy to understand. That's the art of it.
And if you could change one thing in accounting right now, what would it be?
I would curb the flood of new regulations, some of which are excessive, or at least allow for longer transition periods, which are absolutely necessary for a company the size of Voestalpine to implement changes.
There is now a new image campaign called #FavoriteMoment. I would like to ask you personally, what is your favorite moment?
It's difficult for me to name a single favorite moment because so many come to mind. I have several favorite moments. In general, I think the training and development program at Voestalpine is excellent.
Thank you very much for these insights into accounting, Mr. Meyer. It's really exciting to have the figures explained to you in detail. It's not boring at all. Thank you very much. As I said, I also think it was informative and exciting for my podcast listeners to learn how the Voestalpine Group's balance sheet is structured. I certainly learned a lot of new things. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Raim.
Here is a summary of the three most important learnings from our conversation today for you, dear listeners. At Voestalpine, the group accounting department consists of 15 people with 700 users working in the system across the group. However, many more people are employed in accounting in the individual companies. The accounting department plays a key role in budgeting and forecasting. One example of this is the investments made as part of the Green Tech Steel project. Consolidation aims to provide a realistic picture of the group's economic situation. This is important for both management and investors. This concludes this episode of my podcast. If you are not yet a subscriber, please follow our podcast on your preferred platform. If you use Spotify, please activate the notification bell to receive a reminder when a new episode is available. In episode 26 of my podcast, we will examine how the internal control systems of the First Alpina Group work. We welcome Siegfried Paschinger, Head of Audit and Risk Management. He and his team audit the group and its individual companies.
First Alpina, one step ahead.